Comfy. Yeah. I think they're an improvement. I don't know, but it's a little softer and lighter. I don't know if we have a moderator, so let's go for it. Fire away. Yeah, I feel great. I had a great summer, feel in great shape and ready to go. Well, I think we got a lot of depth. You know, we may not be the biggest team, but we have a lot of depth. We got a lot of guys, I think, who are smart players and unselfish players, and a lot of versatility. So, you know, I think where, you know, we'll miss a little bit with in size and obviously Amari's ability, we got a lot of guys who can play and play different positions. So, you know, it's exciting. Great. I mean, if I can get some freebies, some open looks, that'd be great. So, you know, hopefully that can be a part of our versatility. You know, I don't like to make predictions about players, but you know, I expect that we, you know, collectively set a standard for ourselves that we're going to try to live up to every day. On and off the practice floor. And if we do that, then, you know, whatever happens on the court, you can live with because, you know, guys are held accountable and working hard every day to give what they can to the team. So, I'm not going to predict anything, but, this for training camp's important for building, you know, that standard and that culture and trying to live up to our own expectations. No, I mean, I think the style changes slightly every year regardless, but overall, I mean, I think that's due to personalities, you know, as much as it is ability. So, you know, there will be some changes, but overall, I think we'll play a very similar style. How do you think Turk? Well, he's just a terrific player. You know, he's a guy that can shoot, dribble, pass, make plays. So when you've got a versatile player like that, I think he can fit into any team. You know, that's up to Alvin. You know, I'm ready to play as much as he wants me to play. So that's not a concern for me at all. It's totally up to him. Well, I mean, I think, you know, we all have a lot of confidence in Robin. I think he's turning into a terrific center and can become a premier center in this league. So, but you know, he's got to first of all. Get himself in the kind of shape that he can stay healthy. And if he does that, he'll just continue to grow and continue to be a bigger and bigger piece of our team. Where are we, what? Worried? Oh, would we wear it again? I mean, I would wear it again for sure. I mean, I don't know. Pardon me? More entertainment. Well, I'm not sure that it was meant for entertainment. I mean, I think we really felt that we felt strongly against, you know, the immigration bill as it was evolving and transforming. So, you know, I don't think it's our place necessarily as an organization or a team to make those type of stands, but you know, I thought it was a unique opportunity, and you know, the Los Suns jerseys don't represent the bill. The Los Suns jerseys in that night might have represented that situation, but those are jerseys we've worn many times in the past just to basically show respect and support for all the Latino fans that we have here. So it doesn't mean we can't wear them again now, because every time we wear them, we want to go to Congress or something. But, you know, I think, we feel strongly about what we did that night. But You know, that's not necessarily something that we need to take on every time we wear the jerseys. Well, I think we should have great chemistry. You know, we have great guys. We have unselfish guys. We have guys that I think get it and understand, you know, what it takes to be a good player and a good teammate and how important that is. So I expect our chemistry to be one of our strengths. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you don't want much change when you feel like you had a chance to win it last year, but this is the nature of the business. There's big changes every year in our business now, and it's just inevitable. So, you know, it would have been nice if we could have come back intact, but, you know, we lost a big piece and we had to replace people. And, you know, I think what you have to do is look at who you brought in and realize their strengths and be positive and optimistic for what our new team is. So I think all of us in the locker room feel great about the type of people we have and about, you know, the type of players we have. So we might be a little different. We might not be as talented. Maybe we are. But it's up to us to go out there and overcome whatever deficiencies we may have by changing the roster and turn them into our strengths. Yeah. Now, last year was a phenomenal year. You know, I've never been as proud of a team as I was last season. I think, you know, we started out completely overlooked, and, you know, I feel certain that with a bounce here or there, we could have won a championship. So, you know, we didn't, and woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we were right there, and sometimes I think every time to win a championship, you need some luck, and I'm not sure that we got the bounces when it counted, and at the same time, you know, we did everything we could, and we should be proud of our efforts. Well, it's a bit of both. You know, we've reloaded out of necessity, but there's also a transition whenever you bring new players in, so, you know, we have to go out and find out who we are, and we have to go and prove how good we can be. You know, I think that's the thing, is that no matter if you're picked to be one of the top two or three teams, you're picked to be out of the playoffs, you got to go out and earn it every day on the practice floor and in games. So, you know, we got to set that standard for ourselves and go out and try to earn it. If we earn it every day, maybe we'll have a chance to overcome and be in a position we were in last year. Well, I mean, for myself, I want to be as efficient and have as big an impact on the game as possible. You know, what that is tangibly, I'm not sure, but you know, you always want to play at a high level, be efficient, you know, make the game easier for your teammates and give your team a chance to win. But as a group, you know, I don't know how good we can be. I don't know if we're a playoff team, if we're a contender. I don't know what we are, but we need to work this week in camp and throughout the preseason to set the foundations for the standard we want to live to by the effort, commitment, communication, that we play with. And when you give yourselves those characteristics as building blocks, you have a chance to overcome like we did last year. It's been great. I mean, it hasn't aired in the States yet, but everyone who's seen it, or, you know, most of the people who have seen it have been very complimentary. So, no, not really. I'm anxious for training camp, so, you know, you know, the film is finished, and I hope people enjoy it. It's a great story about a great human being, but I'm not anxious about it, no. I feel great. I feel like I'm in as good a shape as I've ever been in. So, you know, I don't feel like age is a factor, and I have to go out and prove that every night, though. Anyone else? Well, I think FIBA will help Goran, just give him some experience. But, you know, he was already, you know, well on his way to becoming an important player for our team and a terrific guard. So, You know, we expect a lot from him this year. I think we all trust in him greatly, and we're excited for his development. You know, I think not only for him as an individual, but for our team. We think he can have a huge impact on our team, and when he plays well, we're really tough to beat. Well, Josh is a smart player. He's a good athlete. He offensive rebounds. He gets to the basket. He defends. You know, he understands the game and is a good teammate. So, you know, he brings a lot to the table. Anyone? Bueller? Good? Good? Okay, thanks, guys.